بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أمبادو sent me a video which I will show you. It is of these two people who are two technicians and they are on maybe 200 feet or more up on a tower, looks like Dubai or something. On top of this tower, there is some contraption and they are doing some work on it. They are adjusting something and, you know, installing something on it. They are wearing some safety harness thing, but they are not, that contraption also is like, it is round. So this man is standing there precariously balanced on top of two of them. So the thought that came to my mind was that in order to earn money, I mean, end of the day, it's a job which the man is doing. He gets paid for it, whatever he gets paid for it. And obviously, he's not getting paid $1 million either. He'll get a good salary, but you know, to do a job like that, I mean, if somebody asked me to do it, more than likely, there's no way I will do that job, because it's not because of the, maybe there is no risk. I mean, logically speaking, my life is not actually at risk because I've got some safety harness and whatnot. Even if I fall, I'll probably dangle there until somebody, you know, pulls me up. But the very thought of that, to climb on top of that thing and to do that job, and obviously the, you know, looking down, whatever, a few hundred feet, the vertigo and all of that. I thought to my mind was, a simple thing is nothing, I'm not saying anything great and, you know, fancy, but my point was that for to do something like that, for which you get some money, which will get spent, and it's not something like, somebody doing that job is not doing that once in his lifetime. You know, that's his job. So, he's doing it on a regular basis. Exposing himself to whatever dangers and so on and so on. People do that because they think it's important. Because that money has value for them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to do something which is much simpler, much easier, much safer. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us has no comparison with whatever we are being paid. For one simple reason, which is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives lasts. It doesn't get spent. Whereas whatever we get in this dunya gets spent. So the question I'm asking myself is, with what willingness and what shauk and what, you know, anticipation and what enthusiasm do I do the work of Allah compared to what I would do if that was my job? I mean, if I did that just one time, maybe I'd feel dizzy, whatnot. But if that was my job, I'm doing it on a, you know, regular basis, I would get used to all that. But still, I mean, the difficulty of it is still there. There's no... When I was in Guyana, there was a... You were doing this, what's called a job evaluation exercise. So, each job, the salary for the job is fixed, and one of the parameters on which it is fixed is the degree of difficulty. So, there was one job, there's something called a dragline crane, which sits in the middle of the mine. It looks like a huge dinosaur. And it has a boom, which goes up, I think, 80, 90 feet in the air. And on top of that, on top of the boom is a pulley, and there's a steel rope that comes down, and there is a bucket through which it drags, with which it drags out the ore dumps it. So this dragline crane operator, I told him, you know, to describe to me the difficulty of your job. So he said, well, I have to go up there and change that pulley. So I asked him, how many times did you do that in your service? He said, many times. So I said, okay, let's go. He said, where? I said, to the top of that thing. He said, you are crazy. I said, I'm not crazy. You said you have done it many times. I want to do it once. So let me go with you. He didn't move. He did not move from his cab. So I told him, now tell me the truth. Did you ever climb that thing? He said, no. So the point I'm saying is, in this life, we do so many things which are actually difficult. You know, we go to work every day, we do this, we do that. And at the end of all that, we get money. What else do you get in life? This is what you get. You get some money. You get some more money, less money, whatever. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one salat and salam on Rasulullah, one durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gets us 10 salawat from Allah. Do we have the awareness of that? That is my question to myself. Do we have the awareness of that? We just finished Salatul Isha. Technically, what did we do? We stood in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Anta'abud Allah ka'annaka tara. Fa'illam takun tara fa'innahu yarak. Worship Allah as if you can see Him. Meaning, Allah is there. You can't see Him, but He can see you. Is that awareness there in me when I'm standing on the musalla in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that is the question that I'm asking myself. Because at the end of the day, when we go from this world, this is what will remain. It's not what we earn, it's not our position, it's not our, you know, whatever status and so on and so on. What will remain is what did we earn with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we earned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a relation to the quality of our ibadah. Of course, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadah, whatever the condition of it, because we are weak and we ask Allah for His forgiveness and to cover us in His mercy, inshallah. But just to make the effort, I mean, you know, success Allah will give, inshallah, and what we can't do, Allah will cover it up, inshallah. But the point is, do we even make the effort to do it, to pray at the right time, to ensure that when we are praying, you know, we do it in a way which is which demonstrates at least our desire to do it well. Because it's like the story of Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam went to the mountain after the whole thing happened with Bani Israel, and Allah asked him to bring those people. So the people were coming. Now Musa alayhi salam, for ajil tu, what is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking, why did you come in hurry? He said, litarda. Ajil tu ilayka rabbi litarda. I think that's the ayat. So the people were coming behind him. So he said, no, I hurried so that you will be pleased. So the hurrying is, I mean, he has to come with the people. Anyway, whatever Allah is going to do with him is after the people get there. But he wants to show that to come into your presence, I hurried. I came early. You know, I did my best. So that is the thing that I remind myself that and you that can we show this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whatever I try to do that with great, enthusiasm and looking forward to that, and as best I could do. Whatever the end, I mean, the end result is okay. Wallah halam, I mean, Allah knows what the quality of whatever we do is. And we ask Allah for His forgiveness. But can we show that? That is what I would like to say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadat, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us in keeping with His majesty and grace, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover us in His forgiveness and His mercy, and keep that cover always in this dunya wal akhirah. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.